thank you for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Tila Faye, Justin Dyer, and Alex Allen!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I am Pete.
And that's what they're doing with Boots.
Guys, yeah. I'm sorry about the cash wear today, but it is hot.
Yeah, summer. Clearly, you dress for the heat by wearing corduroy shorts. Smart move.
All right, you were telling us a story before the show about what did you have for dinner?
Lobster bisque.
Nice, good hot, nice hot creamy soup.
Well, here's the thing, like ice cream, you think it's going to pull you off.
Shut
and
up.
Actually, just the
shut
sugar,
up.
It raises your body shut temperature because you're digesting it. It's science.
Come on.
It's science.
Do you know how hot it is out there, guys?
How hot is it?
It's hotter than the Human Torch's balls.
Yeah, one person like it.
Just because you work for Marvel doesn't
mean here, let me try. Let me try.
Okay, yeah, do it.
It's hotter than Ghost Rider's eyebrows. Because they burn off and then it...
Okay, I got one.
Yeah, go.
It's hot as eating ice cream and the biochemistry of your stomach makes it hotter. Okay, that's a punchline.
All right, guys, we have an amazing show for you. We're very excited to have a whole Zuda crew here for you, so let's welcome them out. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Ellis, David Galler, Bobby Timoney, and Kevin Colden. So let's get into this. As far as I understand, the four of you got together and decided to destroy Zuda Comics.
We did. That's right, and our plan was a success.
So congratulations on that. Seriously though, as most of the comic journalism reading public knows,
don't laugh when you say that and point it out. I was at the Washington Press Club just the other day. Why did we have a laugh over a cigar?
You need to have a hat with a little tag in it. Then I'll believe it.
Yeah. The Washington Post really just isn't covering Green Arrow as much as he is.
He's in a forest. No one knows.
Tell us, in your own words, what happened with Zuda?
Zuda was a website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Heard of those.
That's that's pretty much the gist of it. It existed, and then one day it stopped existing.
Well, Zuda still exists. The website does.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole plan. I mean, originally, I remember when they first started, they had an understanding there was a certain lifetime for the competition aspect of it. So even I remember talking to them. You know, in the early stages of it, there was always a certain amount of time that they were going to have it on. So for that. So I think this was just a natural progression of the process.
Backing up just a little bit for those of you who don't know, Zuda Comics is a web comics. Based website sponsored by DC Comics.
Comics-based website.
Oh, we should probably have mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that just to give people a little bit. Better.
Well, it was web comics. Now it's digital comics.
Digital comics.
Slightly different.
What's the difference?
I'm glad you asked that. It's they've moved. They kept a bunch of the strips. They ended up. They ended up canceling a bunch of the strips. They kept a bunch of us. All the three of our strips between us are still on the site, or at least they'll be on the iPad through DC's DC and Comixology on the iPad and on Comixology's website.
And the PlayStation Network.
On the website and the PlayStation.
And on the internet.
And on the internet.
Now, it certainly felt like, at least from our perspective, from our reading perspective, that it was very sudden, that it happened all
of
a sudden.
That's funny because from a creator's perspective, it was very sudden as well.
Yeah.
Did they call you, or they just hope the
internet was going to tell you? No, I found out at the same time everyone else in the world.
Yeah.
You got an email.
Well, we found out about 30 minutes earlier than everyone else.
Yeah, but I didn't check my email until
that email saying, don't tell anyone. Email saying, don't tell anyone. Then when I went to check the web, everyone seemed to know already. So
everybody told everybody. I think that it's... This is something I think that, I think the announcement was a surprise, but I don't think it really came as a surprise to a lot of us that we knew that at some point, as DC transitioned into a more digital, strengthened their digital delivery system, things were going to change, that this was a natural evolution. Just didn't know it was going to happen.
Well, I didn't expect them to take the website down. I mean, yeah, I expected to move to like,
as suddenly as they
apps
did.
And all that.
Let's have a cry.
Yeah, let's have
cry
a
out.
Tug it out.
Well, one of the, take a little step back, I think one of the good things about Zuda, which we've talked about whenever we've had you guys and other Zuda creators on the show, is you really created a community there. Aww. So does it feel like... Does it feel like you've lost your family?
Well, no, that was all bullshit anyway. We actually hate each other.
Oh, that's
God, I knew it!
Yeah.
Fight!
No, actually, we all got together on, what was it, Wednesday?
We
showed up at the bar and had some drinks.
Yeah, we
had a barbecue that we went to, too.
Yeah, and then we had a barbecue, and everybody came and
forget the comments, so they should just be
That's awesome.
Nothing's changed, really, at all. I can't get rid of them.
We're pals, even if the website isn't there.
Yeah, because it seemed, from our perspective, just from C2E2, it was like, you know, normally when we interview you guys, we'd see at the DC booth, and then it was like... Zuda Comics, and then it was like, no, we're the Zuda Crew, and then it was like,
had our booth
that we bought
independently of DC, so we couldn't actually call ourselves Zuda Comics because we were representing Zuda Comics.
I think they saw that as like a, hey, if you guys want to go on your own, find your cut
off. Do it!
So in a way, they were still on the strike.
They were responding to our mutinous intentions.
Then they got rid of the other people, not us.
Yeah, I know.
So,
because they're going to get rid of us in a harsh way.
That's slash and burn.
Well, let's talk about,
we're still going to have a Zuda Crew booth in New York Comic Con, too.
Both.
All right!
We are a community of people, and we are, our success, individually, is our mutual success.
Oh, that's nice.
It's the all for one, one for all mentality.
That's not like us.
That's why Alex shares all his royalties from the comics.
And Justin shares all his Trident money with us.
Yep.
What, you're in a Trident commercial?
Trident web series called The Web Ventures of Justin and Alden.
Boring.
Is that
boring? Shut up!
are they on your knees now?
Yeah. Cool. It sucks. So, Granted Doherty was there.
So you had to put it
this
down.
Is Granted all. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about it. It means different things for each of you, I think. For you, you're not done with your strip. For you, Night Owls is done. High Moon... Who even knows? Talk a little bit about where you are and what this is going to mean for your titles going forward.
Well, I hope it's not another year-long hiatus for me, simply. I don't know. My readers have gotten screwed like six ways to Sunday with that, and then we'll probably be on hiatus for at least another few months.
Why did your readers get screwed?
Because they couldn't read the strip for a year.
No, but...
That wasn't...
Right. Because the content... Well, it wasn't my fault. No,
well,
be
specific. Which one do you work on?
I Rule the Night.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah. I write and draw that. I do, actually. Surprise.
I believe it. You have a tux shirt on.
That's really what it is. I have my formal wear on today.
Yeah.
what specifically happened with the strip, and where is it going?
Originally what had happened was there were content issues we couldn't have. I was doing, like, there was butt-fucking and shit like that that they didn't want to put on. They couldn't put on the website. So,
You
want a specifics, you got it.
So, it was on hiatus for a year while they...
Until butt-fucking becomes more accepted by the general public.
They had to find a way that we could slip the butt-fucking in through the back door, so to speak.
Thank you. Have a good night.
So wait, did he shut this website down? Interesting. Okay.
It was the debasing of the website. That's where it all started. Was with I Rule the Night. But then, of course, we were doing 9 pages a week for the past like 2 or 3 months, and then now we're not doing anything until we get a new schedule in place. So we don't know where.
Cool.
Yet.
But it's still
about us.
We're still with DC. Yeah.
Yeah, my comic shows up tomorrow, I think, on the
yes.
app. So, okay.
And
first,
again, tell them which one your comic is.
My comic is The Night Owls. I draw that.
Harvey nominated.
Yes, I was nominated 3 times for Harvey Awards.
Nice.
And my comic, although it had wrapped up, it's out in a book now, and it's also on the Comixology, so it's kind of getting a new life, I guess. The first 20-something pages are going up tomorrow, and it's going to be free. And then I think you might have to pay for it after. But interestingly, if you buy all the digital versions, it'll end up costing less than the book.
Oh, nice.
Interesting.
Nice.
By how much?
A couple bucks, I don't know.
Nice. Man. You should burn those books.
What? Burn them?
Yeah, they're basically worthless.
Yeah,
if you take one thing away from the show, burn books.
Yeah.
You get. Let's talk about High Moon.
We do High Moon.
Yes, we do High Moon.
Yeah! It's a werewolf western comic.
Right. And it's, well, they have the first volume is out in stores, and they're going to be reissuing those at on the site, on the PSP, on the, all that in 20-page installments.
Yeah.
And then eventually we will continue the
breaks.
Series past that
right.
on those formats.
Yeah, well, so. Yeah, right now, the amount of content we essentially have 12 issues worth of content. So those will roll out, and the first issue is free. It's available now. And then originally High Moon was envisioned as three separate volumes, so 600 pages total. So, you know, ideally, we'll finish all those.
Nice.
Now, I know you guys are some of the lucky ones that have gotten picked up. Have you talked to any of the other people who have done strips that did not get picked up?
Yes.
I called up someone who comes out drinking with us, Matthew Pats, had a War of the Woods on the Zuda, and it was a pretty recent one about
cool
an alien invasion in the woods and some otters and stuff. And I knew how much this contract meant so much to him, and I knew that. So when I heard, because he had Twittered, what did he Twitter?
Yeah.
So I had to call him up, make sure he was okay. And I think Gallagher talked to a bunch of people too.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think that as part of being in this community is the sense of camaraderie, and you want to make sure that people are doing okay. I mean, it's devastating to have your comic canceled, but just because it's canceled, that Zuda is transitioning and evolving doesn't mean your strip has to be over. So you know, we talked about options and. You know, I'm sure you'll see. I know DC is going to. I mean, they've said this publicly. They're going to work with the creators to give them their rights back and compensate them appropriately.
That's good.
And you know, I think a lot of these comics will absolutely live on. I mean, they're perfectly designed for the iPad. I mean, 4x3 ratio is absolutely perfect for that.
One of the things that David probably doesn't want to talk about because it's something he's doing is he's actually been helping people get their books placed. So he's helping people get. New homes for the books.
And what do you get out of that?
10%.
I don't get anything out of it.
10%.
Like, look, the best thing that they can do, if they want to pay me back, they can be successful. That's really what I want. I want everybody.
You got a deal.
I just want people to enjoy all the success that I deserve. And I think that's, you know.
Now, you guys, taking your experience with Zuda Comics, and yes, again, obviously you're still working on your book and you're still working on other things, do you think you would jump back into digital comics again or web comics?
No, absolutely not. I hate working digitally. Absolutely. The worst thing ever. No, I love digital comics. I mean, our content, our first Winter Guard story was on Marvel.com, serialized at
Box
13 through Comixology, and we continue to do High Moon. So, I mean, I think digital is really the best way to test, market, experiment, and explore all that's out there.
iPad all the way, baby. iPad all the way.
Yeah, I got no problem with digital comics there as well.
Cool.
Nice.
All right. So what we can all take from this is if you want a year off work, write and draw about buttfucking. Is that true?
A year what?
Write and draw.
And burn books.
Yeah, absolutely. But the readers won't be able to read anything else.
Year off is what you said, right?
Okay. I get paid for a year.
If you want to pay a year off of the show, just...
Exactly. You were still working
just
on it.
Just keep talking about
it. Wait, you get paid to do the show?
Oh, jeez.
We're going to move on to the next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yes, we do.
All right, first thing we're going to talk about, a big controversy issue this week from DC, Wonder Woman, number 600.
Yeah.
There's a number of stories in it. We can certainly talk about all those stories, but the big hot-button one was the redesign of Wonder Woman's costume in the back.
The Linda Carter introduction is pretty awesome, though.
That is pretty awesome. Let's talk about the issue at all. What did you guys think? Was this a fitting anniversary issue for WW?
Wow.
That's what I call it. We're friends.
Yeah, that's cool. I was all right.
I mean,
yes, in the fact that you had some amazing artists doing splash pages. You have a number of stories. A lot of, you know, there's some for everybody in there. I definitely think so. But the fact that, like, the controversy, the controversy overshadowed what was, you know, maybe a solid comic.
Oh, my, did they really put that in there?
Yes. Wow.
They put it all in there.
I'm sorry, what is going on there?
What? You don't know?
What?
What's happening?
Oh, okay.
Can I
switch?
Arms.
What?
Yeah.
Arms.
I think that's her arms.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You think? Yes, it's her arms.
Yeah, what is...
Oh, I see what that is. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't look like...
You guys have never seen a woman before.
No, she have arms?
Whoa, what are those two things on her shirt?
Would you like to read out the scene for you, Justin?
I could... No. Don't fold it over.
What? A scene?
I will say for the record, I really enjoyed the first story by Gail Simone and George Perez. I'm a total sucker for the George Perez Wonder Woman stuff. Yes. So this is a really great throwback to it. I enjoyed that a lot. The Amanda Connors story, adorable and a lot of fun, very cute.
All the stories are very
classic Connors.
Why does everyone feel the need to make George Perez draw 16 panels a page?
Because
George Perez,
it's like a challenge.
Yeah,
I think he feels that need.
But the new outfit is, you know.
So for those of you that don't know, Wonder Woman got a new outfit, which now she's wearing pants.
Boo!
So everyone's upset about it. What I think is weirder is that she's wearing a collar, as if she were a pet.
Well, she's wearing a jacket, but she's not having any, she doesn't have any sleeves.
What? Sleeveless jacket, it's badass.
She's wearing a hat, but the redesign, she has no head.
That definitely doesn't make sense.
It's very strange. The whole thrust of the story, and we're still going to find out more about it next issue, but J. Michael Straczynski, what?
The thrust of the story?
All right.
Come
on. What are you thinking? J. Michael Straczynski has redesigned her origin. Basically, somebody goes back in time, has changed things so that Wonder Woman is the sole survivor of the Amazons, is now a modern hip girl on the streets, dressing in hip clothes, like rolled up jacket sleeves and things like that. And
no, wearing pants is very hip.
Yeah, those black hot pants are so
I think
right
wearing
now
shorts is much cooler.
Yeah, I would imagine
clearly
black long pants in the middle of a heat wave like this.
I'm pretty sure she's immune to the temperatures because she's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Did say that actually in the comments.
Where's their bio with powers listed?
Heat wave is a...
I thought the story was fine.
Yeah.
For the record. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't like anything, it's Tempest in a Teapot. But it's going to be how the story turns out and how it's written.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if the pants really come into use, then okay.
Think of it.
Jim Lee's recruiting for the X-Men.
Yeah. Well, it means she can keep changing them.
I like the star on the back of her belt.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little transition.
Who did the redesign?
Jim Lee did.
Jim Lee.
I like the design overall. I just think it'd be a lot better if she just lost the jacket.
I agree.
The jacket messes everything up.
Cool. Nobody likes jackets. I think we've well established that.
I actually like her. It's sort of a sort of
color actually on it. Maybe that will make a difference, Pete.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That'll be cooler.
Wow, we're like twins now.
Yeah, you guys are like the Green Buddies.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's a good
that
name, right?
Yeah.
The Green Buddies. All right, we're going to move on and talk about an entirely different thing.
We're going to talk about a different comic now.
That's what we do. We
not
talk
like
about
usual
one comic. We talk about usually one comic for 36 hours, but we're going to change it up this show. Talk about the Invincible Iron Man Annual, number one, which...
Can I please, first?
Yes.
Marvel hates marriages. That's what I took away from us. First of this Spider-Man, now this Iron Man bullshit. Every time there's a marriage, Marvel's like, F you, marriage!
This is a character that was made up for this comic.
Right. And then his wife is put into slavery where she has to buttfuck a bunch of other dudes. It's really ridiculous.
I think you're reading between the lines.
She's made for as the street lady.
She's sold into slavery and then she has to butt.
Yes. Didn't you see that?
Could you please?
This is actually, this was the Marvel comic that was delivered date and date. So it's available on the iPad and the iPhone as well as in the comic shops the same day.
So you're saying I have nothing to worry about with my comic?
I have nothing to worry about.
Okay, this is on the iPad, so your comic will be fine.
Yes.
This is a story rebooting the origin of the Mandarin, making him once again a big bad guy for Iron Man. What'd you guys think of this story?
It was horrible.
I thought it was great. I love the Mandarin.
Yeah, you like when your wife has to go into slavery.
Again, Pete, again, that didn't actually happen. You will never see those characters again.
Who cares what happened? That poor fucking wife, like, he had to go to work and come up with an evil idea and she's put into slavery and you're all right with that?
Your favorite movie's The Punisher. All those dudes were married who he killed. All those wives are at home crying because The Punisher...
No, maybe they were bad husbands.
They were great husbands. They just had to work in crimes to talk life out there. The Punisher got all this. Think of the kid. Think of the kid. Women crying are crying themselves to sleep.
It's just comics.
Like just comics.
What does that mean?
Let's get him!
I also like this issue.
This is great. Great to have the Mandarin back. No, great storyline after action.
Putting wives into slavery is cool. Buy the comic.
Whose wife was in slavery?
She
read it.
Bad stuff happens in it.
Take 5 minutes out of your life.
So if you like the Punisher, does that mean you like families getting killed?
No.
It
doesn't make any sense, audience member. Faceless audience member, I don't know who you are.
We're going to move on. Talk about Action Comics number 890, which is a Blackest Night aftermath. Lex Luthor is now the focus of Action Comics because you demanded Superman not to be in his own comic book.
When did I demand that?
I remember you demanding it a couple of times.
Yeah, it's your fault.
This comic is called Action Comics, which would only imply there's action.
What do you guys think about this? Written by Paul Cornell, moving from one side of the pond on Marvel to the other side of the pond on DC. There's a very large pond between the Marvel buildings and the DC
buildings.
And they all, like, every morning, Marvel employees try to get there before the DC employees with bread. Because if they feed the ducks first, the ducks are This is totally all true.
It's all canon.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe I was wrong about that last comic. Compared to what you guys think. But this is just Lex Luthor being like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if I did this?
Yep.
The whole
comic. That's what every comic is.
Yeah.
What? Every comic is not like Lex Luthor.
It's what
it is. But every comic is some character being like, come on, let's do this cool thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's different than, hey, wouldn't that be cool? Because it's
isn't
like,
isn't it usually
like,
someone saying, let's do this cool thing, and someone else saying, let's stop that guy from doing that cool thing that everybody hates?
You mean crime. You're on the side of the villains.
What is Lex Luthor? Crime.
Now, are you saying you're in favor of crime?
I'm in favor, yeah.
Yeah, in fact.
And families that kill people because they have kids. Wait.
I'm sure you're listening. Murder families.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What did you guys think about this? Worth had Paul Cornell.
It's a lot of Lex Luthor pontificating.
The death bomb.
I think we get the duck
boy.
What? I like Lois Lane as like a killer robot though. That's
yeah, that was crazy. Yeah,
I like this comic a lot.
It's like Lois, and all of a sudden she's like,
also last week's books. So
I do have to point
out in last week's
for Action
this
Comics
week's.
There was a lot.
Wednesday is next week's.
What?
For Action Comics, there was a lot of Lex just standing around.
Thank you. Thank you, Tuxedo Man.
A little
inactive. So maybe it should be called Talking and Standing Around.
This is a setup. The explosive action happens next.
Well, yeah, there's no
Lex Luthor sitting in a chair comics.
What actually bothers me is that this is actually the book that Superman debuted, not this particular issue. Yet he's absent.
This is the first issue where
he's
Superman.
He's been absent for a while, hasn't he?
I know, but I think that that's unfortunate that you take Superman out of the Superman book.
Also, I should point out that talking is an action.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank
a
you.
Lot of you.
We've all learned.
Congratulations, you have won the show.
Yay!
I mean, they're all just still pictures, really, anyway. All
what? Right.
What do you think about it?
We've had enough of your agenda. We're going to move on.
This is a good comic, good read. Paul Cornell's a good writer.
I agree.
Actually, I like the direction.
Nope.
All right. Let's move on and talk about The Death of Dracula, number one of them.
Yeah.
Yes! The outstanding Marvel character created by Marvel Comics Dracula is now dead forever. What'd you guys think about this?
The End of Vampires.
Yeah.
That's
remember where you were.
Isn't the title itself a spoiler?
Or is it?
No, it is.
Also, the cover.
You can't kill Dracula.
What?
You can't kill Dracula.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, they even kind of say it in the issue. They're like, well, we finally killed him. Take his head, because last time he came back, so...
Also, Dracula's in public domain, so I don't think he's very dead.
He's dead in this universe. Not
dead to me.
Yeah.
No, they stopped production on the new Twilight. Everything's over because of this issue. True Blood cut off mid-season.
Yeah.
Too bad, they killed Dracula in Marvel Comics. Woo!
What do you guys think about this? This is, for those of you who don't know, kicking off a new X-Men series, actually. X-Men number one is Mutants versus Vampires. Starts a vampire war, but there are no mutants in it.
Wait, so it's mutants versus vampires versus robots versus werewolves?
Zombies. Thank you. Werewolves, next issue.
Well, if you read
Moon crossover,
there are some great advertisements for X-Men number one with like the White Queen with fangs, white in the sky.
Yeah,
really cool.
Because that proves my point.
That's an evil witch.
Alright, so you only like
you have a lot of strong
marriage people. And relationships.
What? Don't try to pigeonhole me, asshole. Come on.
You only speak from a pigeonhole.
That's
you speak out. We hear a tiny voice
that's
through
true.
A pigeonhole,
that's a good point.
And that's your voice.
That's a good point.
Oh, there are feathers around.
What did you think of Death of Dragon that everyone?
Art was good.
I liked it all right. It's a little crazy. They introduce a bunch of great at.
Respect the heart.
They introduce all these like crazy vampire tribes and all this, and then all these characters are pretty much new, and then they're like dead.
Some of the tribes have actually appeared before in previous issues of comics,
yeah.
Including Blade
and Yens. Yeah, I mean, I assume these are all looking back through like the Marvel Almanac, all the vampires who ever appeared in other comic books. My biggest problem is there's a thing on the first page that always drives me nuts, where they have the main character is narrating and he's saying, "This is the meeting of all the vampires. I've never been here before. This is very exciting because it's the first time it happened in 100 years. Oh, here come these guys. They're always late." So that's, that happens on the first page. At the last page, there's some character, well, he's never met them before, and he's annoyed that they're always late. And then the last page is some character who we've seen one page comes out in a tiny little panel and is like, "Aha, everything has happened just as I planned." And we're like, "I don't know who you are." Tune in next issue, X-Men number one. Except it doesn't also
that's
say
actually,
X-Men number
I
one.
Planned it. That was actually me in that panel.
Oh, was it? Well,
it just said end at the end.
Yeah. I think I can spoil the end. Dracula watches Twilight and dies of shame.
What has become of him? All right, let's go.
I like this, and I think the new X-Men comic is going to be good.
They don't smart.
Contra.
No, they don't. Except for right there, kind of.
Okay.
Let's
turn to the end.
Do they sparkle at the end?
For a moment, let's go beyond talking about this issue, if you don't mind.
Wow, okay.
And talk about Batman.
Beyond talking
oh
about
my God, that was a wordplay.
Segway.
He loves it when you call out Chris.
I'm guessing you're a big fan of Batman Beyond the series.
I love Batman Beyond the series.
Well, what did you think about this comic book?
I like it. It felt straight out of the cartoon. It
really did.
I'm not super excited about the villain they chose to bring back from
Spellbinder? Regular. I love Spellbinder.
No.
No.
Hold your
it.
Opinion till the end of the comic.
Yeah. Wait for it.
So that's sort of a bummer. But otherwise, it's great. I definitely recommend it.
Pete? I definitely loved it. I was a big fan of the series. I completely agree with you, what he said. I did think the last panel, like, you know, you used to big last panel reveals, and I thought it was done a little weird.
Oh!
Like a girl just
lame.
Saying it, yeah, in a weird way.
No, I like that. I just didn't like it.
No, I thought that was kind of like, you know, take the bandage off her face.
Who is this?
Hush.
Yeah, and spoiler.
Oh. Isn't that him on the comic?
You know, what I really don't like about this comic is it's like 10 years too late.
No, it's never
faceless
too late.
Off.
No, I'm just saying that they had a big Batman Beyond push
or is he now
when the show actually came out 10 years ago.
And he looks much bigger.
Am I wrong, or is this the first actual DCU Batman?
This is the first DCU Batman.
Yeah, there was a one-shot, I think.
Yeah.
But then this is the first series that they've had in the mainstream DCU, whatever that means.
I like that they drew it like a regular comic and they didn't feel compelled to draw it in.
It looks serious. I think
the art's
great.
Off.
I think
the
you know, the art moves, actually. It's very kinetic.
Moves?
Yeah, it actually is.
That's just the way he's holding it.
That's
the nice thing about this issue is the art is a ghost.
Motion count.
On that note, we're going to call it, that's it for the stack. Guys, we're going to move on to the next section. this is my favorite section because you picked it up. It's your audience questions, and for that, we're going to bring out Boothman.
Boothman!
Who, if it's your first time on the show, lives in the booth and is a cool dude.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What's up, Teen Wolf?
Isn't it hot out there? How would you know?
How hot is it, Boothman?
It's so hot, I don't give a fuck.
Wow, makes
sense.
Really
not that hot.
Because normally it's a very caring.
Let's hear one of those questions that I love so much.
What is your favorite non-Zuda digital comic?
Ooh. Is it a comic or web comic? I guess they're both digital.
Yeah.
I would have to say Cameron Stewart's Sin Tilo.
Nice.
Cameron Stewart, of course, a Batman fan, but it's an autobiographical murder mystery noir.
I would actually have to second that, to be honest with you.
Excuse
me, that's actually a pronunciation.
Oh, I totally third it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can second.
My favorite.
I will.
Okay.
What else?
I really like on Activate, Mike Cavallaro has a great Aquaman meets Thor kind of comic going called
Leviathan.
It's cool.
I'm going to say Secret Asian Man.
Another great answer.
Justin.
The one I liked the most recently was Joe Infernari's project that he's working on.
Ultralight. Transmigration of Ultralight.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Do they still put Family Circus online?
No, they do put Fox 13 online.
Oh, okay. Is that like, what kind of lessons do I learn from
Boston? I don't know, but you did put a quote on the back of the trade paper.
Oh, there we go, that's
what
the team.
It was like, what am I reading?
What the hell is this?
Where's Jeffy, I think is the quote.
I hope this won't all right, take
it. Raise your hand if you ask that. Pete's going to bring you some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Will quality suffer as comics move from paperback to digital?
Yep.
Wow. What?
All right.
Apparently all your comics suck.
Well, we were actually talking about this last week a little bit about how the reading experience is different, just moving through the panels differently. Because we were talking about the Iron Man comic that came out at the same time. But you actually, Box 13 came up because... we were saying it's written specifically for that, for the internet, and it moves very quickly.
I think it depends on how you treat it. If you try to get the same experience you get out of a regular comic book doing it digitally, you're going to end up with something that feels like something that meant to be somewhere else and in the wrong place. But if you try to actually make the material fit the medium that you're working with, you're going to find that you're going to have better, you know, better results. Yeah, so it's like it would be like, you know, it's like back when they used to like make movies and then show them on TV, and like, you know, when you were a kid and you'd watch these movies where they took all swear words and they changed everything. It was like, you know, they cut out half the scenes because of commercials and all this other stuff. Suddenly it's really a different medium and you're really talking about a different thing. And I think eventually digital comics are going to change the way you read a comic, and they'll be a different animal altogether.
I think that a lot of people get tripped up, especially app developers and stuff, trying to simulate the print experience digitally. I think the worst culprit of that is iBooks. If you have an iPhone, you know what I'm talking about, where they have the weird turn page feature, where it's like, oh wow, it's like I'm turning a page, but I'm not really turning a page because it's some sort of weird graphic animation that simulates it. It's just not, it's not authentic. It's not.
Well,
genuine.
See, my favorite part of reading is turning the page. So I don't know.
I thought your favorite part of reading would be actually, you know, reading.
Nope, it's not.
Yeah, you can't actually read.
Don't know how to read. I'll tell you what, though, you turn enough pages, people think you do.
Nice. Raise your hand if you ask that. Pete's going to bring us free comics. So let's get the next question.
Name your power animal and why.
Power animal.
Nice.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, now we're getting into it.
Mine is Charizard from Pokemon.
Woo!
Fuck yeah. That dude is powerful.
No, Bulbasaur is way more powerful.
Oh, Bulbasaur!
Right?
They all.
I'm gonna have to say Falcor from Neverending Story.
Yeah,
yes.
That was creepy.
Yeah, he was creepy.
Yeah, he was really creepy.
Is Ukulele the Moth considered an animal from Under the Barbarians?
Oh, sure. Great answer. Mine we can use real animals also.
mine's Bobby Timoney.
Yeah. Mine's Alex's libido.
What? Sorry about that. Oh boy.
Mine's a duck.
Tiny little animal.
Kind of cowers in the corner.
Yeah.
Wait, put Alex.
Yeah, hey. They know too much about my sex life, you guys.
From experience, no doubt.
Yeah.
And that's why we won't be able to do the show, because of all the butt fucking. Let's do a lightning round.
Lightning round!
Woo. Super quick.
What do you think of the British Spider-Man?
We're going to talk about that later. Next one.
Thoughts on the Green Hornet trailer? Okay.
I saw it online, and I was like, nah. I saw it in the theater and liked it better for some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
You were drunk, right?
Yeah, I was drunk. Seth Rogen seems annoying at first,
there's a possibility it could be good. I haven't been.
I think it's going to end up being good. Michel Gondry, I mean, he rarely screws up.
Yeah, that's.
Are Spider-Man's web shooters part of his powers or a gadget? Gadget.
Gadget. Definitely a gadget. Yeah. The dude be smart.
What are you guys reading right now?
Comics.
The cue card.
Next.
What are you talking about? DMZ.
The new Jason book. Very good.
I got the Grizzly Shark and Sea Jason. Bear.
That was awesome.
No, it was.
They got mixed up.
No, it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you read the title pages.
Goats. I've been reading Goats. No, the cool web comic, not the animal. I've been reading the animal too.
What would you like to see in a Superman movie, and who should play him? Devin. I guess that's from Devin or for Devin.
Yeah, I think Devin should play him.
You're gonna have to talk to bigger people than us.
What would you say about the new Wonder Woman outfit if it belonged to Donna Troy?
It's probably the same thing, right?
Yeah. Very similar.
I think it's fine.
It would be a great issue where it'd be like, you stole my outfit. No, you didn't.
We're wearing the same outfit at the same party. Oh my god, fashion folk.
I think now we've proven how much we understand women on this show.
I am an asshole.
I'm gonna loop that one.
which this question? Which villain and hero that might be gay?
What? Which villain the hero that might be gay?
Doctor Doom.
Doctor Strange.
All the sensing on pattern.
Most doctors are gay.
Doctor Midnight?
Yes.
Huh? My DDR isn't working on comics.
Yeah. Next.
Okay. What board game would you like your comic adapted to?
Monopoly.
Wait, what?
What board game would you like your comic
Operation
to?
Hungry Hippo.
Oh my god! I'm going to really play an eye roll in that.
Is this the last one?
He is lost.
Sign the contract.
Last question. How would the Power Pack beat Batman?
With their powers combined, they are...
Captain Planet, I guess.
That's the correct answer. And that's it for the audience questions. Guys, we are going to move on to the next session, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah!
Okay. First thing we are going to talk about, as teased, Andrew Garfield, a relatively unknown actor, has been chosen to play Spider-Man in the new Spider-Man rebooted movie. What do you guys think about this choice?
He was great in Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
I saw that movie also.
He played the...
He was the young love interest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anton.
He was really good.
Yeah, he was good. That movie was...
I think he'll be very convincing Spider-Man. I think the movie could be pretty awesome. I think they made a strong choice.
He's pretty enough to be in Twilight, so I say, good to go.
Yeah.
That's what you want out of your Spider-Man? Really?
I'll say he looks like a young Tobey Maguire.
I don't think they toned down the angst a little and show more of Spider-Man's wisecracking nature.
Yeah.
We gotta find out, like, does he hate Mondays?
Yeah.
Like, how much does he like lasagna?
Keep it going, Alex.
What else you got? I think you're out.
Is he going to kick Harry Osborn off of the table?
Yeah.
Is he going to
what about Dr. Oedipus?
Oh, that's really that's
much the best thing.
All right, let's go. All right, next thing to talk about. I'm guessing only one person has seen this, but I'm curious to hear what you think. Last Airbender.
Yep, I saw that today. I'm a huge. Anybody else see it?
Yes.
Oh, you're a huge fan of taking your money and just throwing it out.
Yeah. I like people who don't know how to do their job. I'm a huge fan of the cartoon series. And it's fantastic. If you haven't watched that, it's on Netflix streaming right now. Go back and watch it from the very beginning. So my hopes were very high coming into this, and then I got to the beginning of it and said, written, directed, and produced by M. Night Shyamalan. So, got to measure expectation a little bit. Even so, this movie is a mess. I also saw Jonah Hex last week, and I would rather go see Jonah Hex again.
What? Are you kidding me?
Than see this again.
Wow.
It's just, also, they still have a whole other movie to make.
Two more.
No, it's down to two. It's trilogy to dualology or whatever.
Sequels.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys get to see this movie?
No, I was.
No, we're smarter.
The cinematic equivalent of rape.
Wow, so it's just the characters are all over the place. They change a couple of the characters, the pronunciation of their names, which for sort of not a good reason. And like all the controversy about it's very frustrating. All the controversy about casting Caucasian actors in these Asian parts, and it was so crazy because they literally the three kid characters or the main characters are all white, and then all the extras though are like Inuit. And all, so it's like they're like grandma, and it's like no, she's an Inuit woman, an old Inuit woman who's like, what's going on? And then later they go to the tribe, and they must have run out of their ethnic extras because there's just like this fat white dude in a suit. Who's like, oh yeah. The special effects are really cool, and it's gratifying to see these characters on the screen, but it was a real bummer. But it did pretty well. It made like $54 million for the weekend. Wow. So I bet they'll go through with making the next one.
More than I made this weekend.
Not me.
Jesus Christ.
Don't worry, we all share our revenues equally.
And that's it for the Week in Geek. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Peter LePage.
All right.
Thank you very much.
This is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance to win $25 free? Simply raise your hand. Yes. Come on down. John, audience, John.
Hi, John.
Okay, John, let's stand on either side of this microphone, shall we?
Introduce us to John.
Oh, you want it? How you doing?
Hi.
Look at John go.
Great use of our time.
Nice. Right. So today's trivia is on Zuda Comics.
Oh, boy.
So hopefully you're paying attention. Yeah. So how this works is listen to the question, listen to all three possible answers, go 3 for 3, gift card yours. Here we go. Thank you, Boothman. Zuda Comics was part of what famous comic book company? Was it A, DC Comics, B, Marvel Comics, or C, Nuthuggers Comics?
This is a tough one.
You're appointed me.
Yeah.
You're the president and CEO of Nuthuggers Comics.
We have a really good slate coming up. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to say A.
A is correct! Hey, don't be cocky, buddy.
Especially based on that.
Yeah. Here we go. Zuda has spawned many great comics. Which is not one of them? Is it A, Night Owl, B, High Moon, or C, Honey Mooners?
To the moon. C.
C is correct.
Nice. I like it. He's got his own material.
All right, here we go. Last one. Focus up. Focus up. Zuda won many awards. Name one of them. Is it A, Harvey Awards, B, the Academy Awards, or C, the Harvey Pekar Lifetime Achievement Award? Ooh. All of a sudden, Cocky McGee got a little quiet. Whoa. Could it be A, which is the correct answer?
I'm going to say A.
Yeah! $25 free, Trey.
All I'm saying is Nuthuggers Comics in the past year has won 5 PCAR awards.
Wait. PCAR awards or Pecker awards?
Wow. Good one.
Well, both.
What is Nuthuggers Comics?
No, that's fair. We've won about 3 of both. Pete, what are you looking forward to? Oh, as we all know, this is my first time doing the show after 3.5 years. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day, or is it? It's not, actually, unfortunately, because of the holiday. New comics are coming out on Thursday, but we recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Hellboy, The Storm number 1. I'm really looking forward to that. Hellboy is always a good ride.
Yeah.
Ride.
There are a lot of interesting sort of mini-events coming out of Marvel that start on Thursday. The Avengers Children's Crusade is looking pretty good. X-Men number 1 I'm looking forward to with this vampire thing. The Shadowlands thing, I don't know what that's going to be.
That should be fun.
I'm just trying to fill time for you.
No, that's fine. I'll just do a plug. Thor the Warriors 4.
This is not the time for plugs!
Yeah! Thor number 4, which is a series I wrote, is last issue is coming out tomorrow. You should all check it out.
I was totally going to mention your book, but
don't.
Going to now.
I'm also really looking forward to Thor the Mighty Avenger number 1, which is by Roger Lantridge and Chris Samney, right? I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Which looks awesome. I also was going to say Avengers Children's Crusade. Huge fan of Young Avengers. Can't wait to see the rest of that series.
Yeah.
And also Dark Star and The Winter Guard number 2 is coming out.
Batman and Robin is always a winner. All the Batman books, I think, have been pretty awesome lately. And Kill Shakespeare from IDW, which is drawn by our Zuda compatriot, Andy Belanger.
Yeah.
Actually out tomorrow. I think number 3 is out.
Cool. And plug some of your stuff. What should people check out?
Oh, right. My Yours Truly, Jack the Ripper, IDW, is out last week.
I really liked the first year of Red Robin. I thought the writing and the was really good.
Great book.
So I'm looking forward to the next issue of that.
Cool. And plug your stuff. What should people look at?
Tomorrow on the Comixology DC app, first issue of the Night Owls. And it's great.
Woo!
Awesome.
I'm also a big fan of Red Robin. I like the writing. And Dark Star and the Winter Guard, number 2. Is that by Steve Ellis and I? We did High Moon, and we have Box 13, Season 2, which debuts August 13th.
Yeah.
No, but we did, because I was talking about her. And then Steve
I'm actually with you over there, I'm forgetting your name.
Pete.
Hellboy the Storm. Because Duncan Figueroa's doing it.
Yeah, man.
And he's one of my absolute favorites. So I'm totally into that. High Moon's good.
Oh yeah, High Moon number 2 comes out tomorrow for 99 cents, 20 pages. It's well worth your time.
Yes.
Harvey award-winning High Moon.
Oh,
Harvey.
Pecker?
Yeah.
Harvey. Good. That's good to hear about all your Pecker awards. All right, a couple of things before we go. You can check us out at youtube.com/comicbookclub. Also, next week we are going to have Marvel editor Nate Cosby and Ben McCool, the author of Choker, talking about something.
Mysterious.
Something very mysterious, but it should be very cool. Big, huge announcement.
Are they actually going to announce it here? Are they just going to talk about something?
What are you saying? Like, it's impossible people would announce things.
Yeah. I don't think anyone has ever actually announced anything on your show.
What?
Well,
you two are crazy. You want to get invited back?
Yeah.
No. That's not.
Guys, a couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Kevin for being here. Every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Please tell your friends.
Good night, everybody! Thank you guys for having us again.
It's a pleasure.
And for the last time.
I'm so sorry.
No, I haven't gone outside.